Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. After Auburn's lone home outdoor competition, the Tigers are back on the road this week. Auburn will compete at the LSU Invitational at the Bernie Moore Track Stadium on Saturday. Joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. Coach, let's talk about the home competition, the Tiger Track Classic. Plenty of wins for the Tigers on Saturday for you.
Yeah, for sure. The team put on for the home crowd. We had a really solid performance. It was a really good day for track and field up until a point. And we got quite a few things done. I was really happy with the crowd that showed up. Great support. The Auburn family showed up and really cheered on our kids, especially early on in a long jump. And then we had a couple of weather delays that really thinned the crowd. And we were able to start to meet back up, get a few more events in, and then the weather just succumbed to the weather. But the things that we did get accomplished were really good for us and put us in pretty good position moving forward.
Let's look at a couple of the performances, and well, the one that jumps off the page to me is the men's 100 meters, and that was all Auburn, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all Auburn. They conquered that one. And then with Faber Ash, I think at the moment, at that time was a world leading mark, but find out a couple of kids ran a little faster at other places. But, we feel really good about where Faber is. We feel really good about our men's sprint program. We got everybody back healthy. We get Maka back next week, and then we're going to show some really good things there. We'll run our relay again. Which will be a real competitive race because LSU took the national lead from us. Great meet. The women performed well. We got our women's jumps, back on track a bit. A couple good things happened in the field with our vault and then, like I said, the women's jump. But really had the limited opportunity because we got about half the meet done before the weather really turned bad on us.
When's the last time you had a freshman that both competed in the long jump and the high jump for you in the same competition?
Well, probably quite some time ago. When I was at the University of Houston, we had one kid who could do that. A kid by the name of Tremaine Jefferson, really good long jumper for us. Got second for us in the NCAA in the long jump, scored a couple points in the high jump. Obviously, Caden Slay is a young developing athlete. We felt like he could eventually get to a point where he could help us a bit in the long jump, so we gave it a try. I think he jumped 23.7, which is kind of respectable, but at this level, he'd have to jump a lot farther for him to abandon the long jump as opposed to the high jump. So, but evidently, great athlete, great kid, local kid. And I was really happy for him to see him perform well in front of his family.
One on both the men and women in the 110 meter hurdles for you, Coach.
Yeah. We got Jacoby Thorpe out there. He had to run into a bit of a headwind, which was a little disappointing. I think he'd run a lot faster with better conditions. And same with Paula Gravogel. So it's good to see our heptathlete get a regular event win. But our hurdles program is on good track. We didn't run our best female hurdler, Danae Newmar. She's going to run this weekend at LSU. Want to see Jacoby put together a string of competitions and improvement and kind of get a little bit better average, because right now he's got that really superlative mark, but he doesn't have very much backing that up moving into the championship portion of the season.
All right. As you mentioned, on the road in Baton Rouge this weekend, the LSU Invitational. Let's talk about the field that will be competing against the Tigers, the Auburn Tigers, this weekend down in Baton Rouge, Coach.
Well, LSU's got a long and storied history with their track and field programs. I think their men's team won a national championship as recently as about 3 years ago. Their women are always in the hunt and put together an amazing string of NCAA championships, I think, over a 10-year period. They're currently their women's program team and sprint group currently leading the nation or I think four of the five leading marks in the nation in the 100, 200 long jump. I mean, they got it all. But it'll be a great competition for us, a real test for the women and a great competition for the men. It's going to be a bit of a showdown, I think, in the 100 with our guys. Obviously, we're gonna do something a little different with Favor this weekend. He's going to get to run the 200, which will be really exciting. Get to see him do something in an event he hasn't contested very often. But I think the event all eyes should be on will be the 4x1 because we're going to be running against the two best teams in the country will be running against each other.
Tigers this weekend in the LSU Track Classic down in Baton Rouge. Coach, wish all the best. Safe travels. We'll see you in Baton Rouge this weekend. War Eagle.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll try to make it on over to the stadium so we can say hello. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on this week on Auburn Track and Field.